So do you know how many religious scientists it takes to change a light bulb? There's only one. So, you know, as spiritual beings, because we are spiritual beings, we have a need to live our spirituality. That means we have a need to bring our spirit into this world and to share it and to experience it and to be it in this world. That means that we have a need then to love and to care. It means we have a need to be creative and to create the lives of our choosing. Because we're spiritual beings, we have this need to live an authentic life and be who we are authentically. And because we are human beings at the same time, we have a need to live lives that work. We have a need to live lives where we have enough. Where we have enough money and enough food and enough resources. Where we have a place to call home, where we feel home, to have safety and security. We have a need to have friends and to have opportunities to be productive, as well as opportunities to play and just to rest. We have a need as human beings to have whatever it is that we deem good that makes life feel rich and satisfying. And as each and every single one of us evolve, that need within us grows and expands to not only include us, but to include everybody. As we evolve, the need within us grows for everyone to have enough, for everyone to feel safe and secure, for everyone to have opportunities, for everyone to feel loved and cared for and valued. This need within us grows to have and live in a world that works for everyone. The problem is, though, sometimes we're not living from that spirit. Sometimes we're living from our ego. And our ego is that part of us that thinks we are separate and apart and distinct from that one presence and that one power and that one life, that one infinite love intelligence, and the part of us that thinks we are separate and apart from everybody and everything in this world. And because our ego sees us as separate from that divine presence and from everyone, it believes in scarcity and in lack and in competition. Our ego thinks there isn't enough, and if I don't get what is mine, then someone else is going to get it, so I better get mine first. So we're doing self-mastery class now. It's called Self-Mastery, the Emergence of the True Self. And this week, we talked about the self with a small s and the self with a capital S. And so the self with a small s is the part of you that is your personality. It is the part of you that contains your tastes and your preferences, your likes and your dislikes. That small s self is the part of you that likes chocolate more than it likes vanilla. It's the part of you that likes to stay home and watch a baseball game rather than going out to dinner. It's the part that thinks it's separate and apart, and because it thinks it's separate and apart, it has that perspective then of lack and fear. It's not that your ego is bad, it's necessary. It's just that it's limited. It has a limited perspective. And on the other hand, yourself, with a capital S, is the part of you that is eternal. It is the part of you that is untouched by circumstances, the part of you that has never been harmed and never been injured, and its essence is wisdom and love. It only knows the truth of oneness. That's the perspective that it sees from. And so your capital S self doesn't like baseball more than going out to dinner. That capital S self doesn't like one baseball team more than another because it only sees the beauty and it only sees oneness and it only sees love. And so the title of my talk today is that really you? And I'm talking about moving from that small s self to the capital S self. I'm talking about moving from I to we, and moving from having a laser focus on that law of mind to moving our focus to that global heart vision and creating a world that works for everyone. And so Centers for Spiritual Living as a movement has continued to evolve on this upward spiral. And that spiral moves from me to we. That spiral moves from the individual to the collective again and again as it goes. And so when I started at Centers for Spiritual Living, the classes that we began with was Science of Mind 1 and 2. And in Science of Mind 1, you really learned about the law and about how to manifest things in your life, learned about that omnipresence of spirit and how we are one with it. And then you took Science of Mind 2, and it moved from me to we. And it became about how can I contribute in this world and make a difference. And now as a movement, we have gone from me to we, and we are up at we again, but it's at a higher realm because where we are right now as a movement really has a lot of focus on the collective and how do we create a world that works for everyone. It's not just about how can I make a difference, but it's how do we change the world so that it is a world of love and equality and fairness and equity. It's living with the perspective of that as a value, and that's what's important. And so when I began this philosophy in 1990, so much of the education and the talks were about the law and about manifesting the good in our lives. It was about manifesting things, parking spaces and money and relationships and homes and whatever it was individually that we wanted to have in our lives. And at some point to me, that began to feel like it wasn't enough. And so I think that it was about 15 years ago when the Global Heart Vision came into being as a guiding document, as a guiding vision for Centers for Spiritual Living. The Global Heart Vision and a world that works for everyone. So I'm going to share a little part of that with you today because I know there are people here that don't know what that is. The Global Heart Vision says this, whereas in this information age, the quote, global brain has become an operative reality. We envision the emergence of the global heart to balance and guide the further evolution of humanity as stewards of our planet and all of its inhabitants. We see a world free of homelessness, violence, war, hunger, separation, and disenfranchisement. We see a world in which there are generous and continuous sharing of heart and resources. We envision a world in which forgiveness, whether for errors, injustices, or debts, is the norm, Yvonne. We see a world in which borders are irrelevant. We see a world in which fellowship with all life prospers and connects to the guidance of spiritual wisdom and experience. We envision a world in which we live and grow as one human family that respects and honors the interconnectedness of all life. I am so happy to be part of an organization where that is our guiding vision. And so I was at the minister's conference up in Canada the week before last, and we did an exercise while I was at that conference. There were about 160 ministers there from Centers for Spiritual Living, and they started talking about this upward spiral that we're doing. And they asked us, where on this spectrum do you land as a minister, as what you feel is important to teach, where your passion is? One end of the spectrum is principle and individual empowerment. The other end of the spectrum is visionary, about collective transformation and creating a world that works for everyone. I am down here at about an 8. That's where my passion is about ministry. And so what they had us do was they had us all get up and move seats so that we were the spectrum in the room. And to my surprise, there were actually people across the whole entire thing. And then what they had us do is they had us get into threesomes with someone who was at the other end of the spectrum from us and share with each other why we felt that was important and why it's our passion. And what I got out of that in listening to those other people, I had one person that was a two. I had one person that saw himself exactly in the middle, and I was down here at an eight. What I came to realize is how important both of them are. How important it is to really come to a place of knowing that there is only one presence and one power, and it is right where we are, and that it lives within us. To recognize that omnipresence of all that God is always within us, is at every point in space, not just part of God somewhere, all of God is present everywhere. To recognize that it in its allness and its fullness is within us, that means all of the power, all of the wisdom, all of the good, all of the intelligence, all of the creativity that we could ever need is right here within us. It is so important to understand that, to understand that we are not separate from that one presence and power, to recognize that the life of God is the life that we are living, and to also come to really understand and get that there is a law of mind that responds to us. A law of mind that reflects back to us according to our beliefs and our attitudes and our focus and our attention. Reflects back to us a life that mirrors those beliefs and those attitudes. Because it's only out of that awareness that we can create a life that works for us. It's only out of that that we can create the life of our heartfelt desires. And it is also from there that we have the power and an inner sense of security and a groundedness in self with a capital S that we can actually go out into that world and make a difference. That we are actually already motivated without even trying from that place to be a beneficial presence in this world. That from there we are a powerful force for good in this world. From there, we can take spiritually motivated action in the world. We can participate in spiritually motivated social action from a place of principle, from a place of oneness, from a place of love and connection. We do those actions then from our spirit and from our love and from our wholeness. And to do those actions, to go out and make a difference in the world and to do the things to help heal the places in this world that are broken and the places that are calling us to make a difference, we must do so both from our head and our heart. We must do so from listening to our intellect and our intelligence and the wisdom in our bodies, and then be guided by our hearts, guided by our spirit, but it takes both. And so, like I said, I am so grateful that Centers for Spiritual Living supports us in doing both, that it supports us in having a rich and a happy life, it supports us in being a beneficial presence, and it supports us in creating a world that works for everyone. And so Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, says, as you awaken, you will realize that you are awakening to yourself. That's what this path is about. We are awakening to our own true nature. As we awaken to who we are, an outpicturing of that one presence of divine love and intelligence, we awaken to the fact that that intelligence and that creativity and that good is right where we are. We awaken to the truth of our oneness with the divine and our oneness with every single person on this planet. From there, we can't help but want to be a beneficial presence in this world. Ernest Holmes says, the spirit desires a complete expression of itself. Hence, the more we enjoy, the more it is expressed. He says God wants us to have more than what we have, because in that, God is expressing even in a fuller way. And so that allness of the divine supports us in living that life of our heartfelt desires. It supports us in having the good that we desire in our lives. It supports us in expressing our authentic selves. It supports us in enjoying money and home and friends and being productive and playing and all those things that make life rich. All those things that make life rich, we are supported in being and doing and having. Ernest Holmes also says, know that there is something more than the law, an intelligence to which we may come for inspiration, for guidance, for direction, a power responding to us, a presence pressing against us, an animation flowing through us, a light within us. That's the part that is about we. That is the part that is about the collective. That is the part that is about creating a world that works for everyone. That is the part of us that is about collective transformation. There is only one, and we are a part of that one. And so Dallas Center for Spiritual Living has a tagline that says, creating a world that works for everyone and a life that works for me. That's what I'm about. Absolutely. And so my invitation to you this week is to do your spiritual practice. Do affirmative prayer so that you can move from that small s self, the part of you that believes in limitation and lack and scarcity and competition and not enoughness, so that you can move that part out of the way so that that voice becomes smaller and you can make room for that divine presence in its fullness and in its grandeur and in its magnificence to have its way in your life. But you have to get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits so that it can flow. Meditate so that you can touch that I am presence that is always within you. Ernest Holmes says, I am that which I am, the eternal presence of your own capital S self. That I am presence is your own divine nature. And so discover your own I amness. Discover that divine presence that is within you all of the time. That's your divine self. And tap into that wisdom that is already within you. You know it. It lives in your body. Tap into it and think with your mind and think with your wisdom and be guided by your heart and by your spirit. And as a result, you will be participating in creating a world that works for everyone and a life that works for you. And so blessings to all of you on this path of awakening, this path of bringing the spirit into this world in a way that is a benefit to everyone and everything. I thank you all, and I say blessings to you on your path. And so I invite you to join me right now in an affirmative prayer. And so what a blessing it is to be in recognition of this truth. What a blessing it is to be in recognition of that one infinite presence, that one being from which all things have come, that one presence and that one power and that one life of this thing, this one presence that we call God, the divine spirit. For I recognize that it is everywhere present. Everywhere in its fullness, in its allness, in its wholeness, that presence is fully present in every heart, in every mind, in every body, in every home, in every place in nature, throughout this entire universe, for this universe is imbued with that divine presence, that it is the first cause It is the law which responds to us, and it is the manifest universe, this physical world that we live in. For God is present in all of it. And so today we turn to that one, recognizing that as we turn to it, it is already present. For it is that one who has been knocking at our hearts from the inside. Lo, I am there. This one presence. Split a rock and I am there. Lift a rock and I am there. Split a piece of wood and I am there also. Everywhere present. Love and light and good and wholeness and peace and wisdom and intelligence. Truth. Everywhere present. And so today it is that presence that leads us and guides us on this path of creating a life that is good and a life that works for us each individually. And it is that one that leads us and guides us in creating a world that works for everyone, a life of equality and equity and care and compassion and love and oneness. For we have all come from this one. We all live and move and have our beingness within this one. For it is truly the only power and presence that there is. And so it is with a grateful heart that I give thanks for this. And I also speak this word right now about anybody who has been experiencing the results of the fires that are burning right now. Knowing that every single police officer and every single firefighter, every single emergency worker right now is being led by that highest wisdom, by that intelligence. That each and every person is being led to a place that is safe and secure. That each and every person lives in their own felt experience of their own wholeness and their own enoughness, their own I am-ness. For it is in this I am presence that all is well. All is safe. And so I know that there is a blessing that is unfolding itself in the life of each and every single person who is being affected by this. And that good is unfolding itself, for that is the nature of God. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is responding and that it is unfolding this in the manifest world right now. And for this, I am grateful. And so I release this prayer in gratitude and in absolute acceptance. And if you are in agreement with me, I invite you to say with me, and so it is.